Last week, a federal judge blocked the Biden administration's asylum ineligibility rule. This required migrants to schedule an appointment for an asylum hearing on a phone app, and they were supposed to show up at a legal port of entry or prove that they've applied for or were denied asylum in another country while on their way to the U.S. Now, a federal appeals court has reversed that judge's decision from last week. And it's almost a reversal, if you will, because the administration's rule was a seeming reversal of policy in the first place, and a policy that the Biden administration has claimed has contributed to a dramatic drop in border crossings over the past few months. At a time when we were told that, hey, border crossings are going to shoot way up when Title 42 ends, something that U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema was talking about at a roundtable in Yuma earlier this week.
One of the frustrations I felt at the end of Title 42 was that many of my colleagues and the administration back in D.C. said, oh, Title 42 ended, and it wasn't the crisis that everyone expected. And what I kept telling them was that's because border communities are bearing the brunt of this on their shoulders, right? So it wasn't because the administration was prepared. It's because you all did the work.
But still, the administration pointed to this new ineligibility rule and said it's definitely made numbers plummet at the border. Well, yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, located in Northern California, a court that many people have pointed to, calling it the most liberal appeals court at the federal level, allowed that rule to stay in place, which in some ways almost seems like a reversal on their part in their way of thinking, because the Ninth Circuit has been accused of siding with people who don't want to see migrants make it to the United States. And now they're siding with the Biden administration to make it harder for migrants to come to the United States. Does this all make sense? Maybe the most interesting part of all of this is the dissenting opinion that came from Judge Lawrence Van Dyke, who now sits on the Ninth Circuit. He's a Trump appointee. Here's what he said about Biden's asylum border policy. And he's not the first person to compare it to Trump's border policy. Here's what he said. This new rule looks like the Trump administration's port of entry rule and transit rule got together, had a baby, and then dolled it up in a stylish modern outfit complete with a phone app. That from the mouth of a federal appeals court judge.
Now, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Everything else is so confusing, and I can't imagine how people on the other side of the border, how confused they are with our policy changing every 2 weeks, you know?
Seriously.